This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An Aurora man gets probation for threatening the life of Governor Jared Polis. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Jeremy Rose pled guilty to leaving two threatening voicemails for the governor earlier this summer. He was upset he no longer qualified for emergency food stamps. After his arrest, Rose told KDVR his messages were stupid comments in a moment of frustration, and he had no intention of following through. He also pled guilty to calling the Adams County District Attorney's office earlier this year and threatening to beat up a prosecutor. In addition to probation, a judge has ordered Rose to undergo a mental health evaluation and comply with any ordered treatment. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Denver will likely pay close to $5 million to more than 300 Black Lives Matter protesters who were arrested during the city's curfew in 2020. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports.
Lawyers for the protesters say Denver police used the curfew to target protesters, violating their First Amendment rights. The settlement is the second part of a lawsuit that already awarded a dozen protesters $14 million in damages over police misconduct. The settlement is the latest in a number of costly claims dating back to the 2020 protests. Denver City Council approved the amount Monday. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Some seismic activity in southern Colorado. There were three earthquakes near Trinidad over the weekend. The U.S. Geological Survey says the largest was Saturday morning with a magnitude of 4.0, the latest of at least nine earthquakes in that part of Colorado just this month. This is CPR News.